What happens inside our brain, nervous system, and body that enables us to think clearly, to concentrate purely, to input and have access to vivid, sensory-rich images of achievement? In this cassette, we'll discuss how tension and stress block clear thinking. You will also learn, step by step, how to dissolve this tension from your body, freeing you to control, concentrate, and direct the power of your mind. This concentrated power enables you to etch, like a powerful laser beam, desirable sensory-enriched, success-oriented images of achievement into your brain and nervous system. Before we begin, I'd like to relate to you the experiences of two men which best illustrate the concepts we will be discussing in this cassette. The first, the chief executive officer of one of the largest computer manufacturers in California, has developed a process or a ritual for creative thinking which he goes through every night before he goes to bed. First, he sits down in an armchair and turns on a pre-recorded tape of soft classical music set to a Largo rhythm of about 60 beats per minute. Then he lets his mind drift and fantasize to the music. Then he goes to bed, has a relaxing night's sleep. Then, in the morning, when he takes his daily shower, new ideas and solutions to problems come pouring into his mind with great intensity. In order to take full advantage of this rapid-fire flow of creativity, he has installed in his shower a waterproof slate with a waterproof pen to record the flow of ideas. The second man, a salesman for a multinational chemical firm, recently told of a personal and somewhat humorous experience I'm sure that you can relate to. He recalled that one morning, when he was in a hurry, rushing to leave home for an important presentation, he could not find his car keys. The harder he searched, the more frustrated he became, and the later he became. Finally, in a state of near desperation, he started screaming at his wife and children, accusing them of having misplaced the keys. He yelled, "I always put the keys on the key rack, so someone else must have lost them. They just didn't get up and walk away." Well, lucky for him, he had a wise and understanding wife. She told him to sit down, take a deep breath to clear out his mind. Then she said he would probably remember where he had placed his keys. Following her advice, after a minute or so, he remembered where his keys were. They were in his hands all the time. And yes, this is a true story. I'm sure that you have probably experienced something quite similar to this. It may have been in school while you were taking a test, struggling to recall an answer. The answer was something you knew, but were unable to recall at the moment you needed to know. The more you pressed yourself to remember, the deeper the answer seemed to bury itself into the crevices of your memory. And as soon as you walked out of the testing room, the answer popped crystal clear into your mind. Strange happening, but certainly true. Research has the answer to these fascinating and sometimes disturbing phenomena that we experience from time to time. The answer lies in the adequate supply of oxygen-rich blood to the brain. To enhance creative imaging and crystal-clear thinking, the brain needs oxygen-rich blood in which to bathe its nerve cells and tissues. Oxygen-rich blood fine-tunes the electrochemical interactions in the brain, allowing for laser-like sensory-enriched imaging. Now let's talk about how the brain becomes deprived of this vital oxygen, the life force for pure laser-like vision. You may have heard the psychological term fight-flight response. To explain the meaning of this term, imagine that while you were hiking on a mountain trail, you encountered a big, mean grizzly bear. Your first reaction, of course, would be fear. You would have two choices. One, to either fight the bear, or two, if you're smart, to run. The body automatically prepares you for this fight-flight situation by diverting all available blood from the head, arms, and legs to the heart and stomach area to fuel your instinctive response. The blood vessels in your arms, hands, legs, feet, and head constrict, making sure that all available blood and oxygen is transported to the core of your body. At a time like this, you don't have to think, you react instinctively. Have you ever noticed that when you feel nervous, your hands and feet feel cold, or perhaps sweaty? The sweat results from the rapid internal temperature change from warm to cold. Nervousness is caused by some form of fear or worry. Fear of failure, rejection, anger, self-doubt, a lack of confidence. Whenever we generate any self-doubt, worry, or fear, the body reacts in a fight-flight manner. Any fear, no matter how subtle, will trigger the body's physiological mechanism to constrict blood flow to the brain and the fine muscles of the hand, arms, legs, and feet. When muscle tissue is deprived of oxygen-rich blood, it contracts, becoming tight. You feel this as tension. Tension sustained over a period of time is stress. If fear, doubt, or worry is a constant state of mind, a habit, the body remains in a constant state of stress. Circulation that carries oxygen-rich blood to the muscles and the brain becomes constricted. Muscles contract. As a result, the holographic processing capability of the brain is also affected. In responding to the fear stimulus, the brain sacrifices much of its vital blood and oxygen supply to nourish the tensed parts of the body. An extreme and classical example of how fear affects the blood supply to the brain is the fainting woman or man passing out when they are surprised and frightened by a mouse. Their sudden fear, a self-imposed reaction to the mouse, triggered the constriction of blood vessels that carry oxygenated blood to the brain. In response to this fear, the blood rushed down to the core of the body, resulting in a temporary undersupply of oxygen to the brain and a temporary loss of consciousness. When the muscles of the body are tense and stressed, the brain, besides not having an adequate supply of blood for itself, is preoccupied with monitoring and regulating blood flow to the tensed muscle tissue. The brain directs the heart to pump harder and faster to force blood through constricted vessels to reach under-oxygenated muscle tissue in the body's extremities. No wonder we find it so hard to concentrate and think clearly when we are under stress. The brain, attending to potentially life-threatening stimuli, works overtime with an undersupply of nutrients. In the example of the salesman who couldn't locate his car keys, his thinking capability was cut off. He was rushing to avoid being late, a worry. He was frustrated because he couldn't locate his keys, and he got angry, resorting to blaming his family for having misplaced his keys. The blood vessels feeding his brain were constricted, blocked with fear, frustration, and anger. He couldn't think. When his wife told him to sit down and take a deep breath, the sudden burst of oxygen from the deep breath gave his brain the necessary nutrients to search out the obvious answer, to unfold the appropriate memory hologram. The keys are in your hand. And in the case of the computer executive who was flooded with ideas, he also experienced the oxygenation effect. His heartbeat became synchronized with the music rhythm of 60 beats per minute, producing an evenly distributed flow of blood throughout his body, creating a soothing, relaxing effect on his muscles. This also enabled him to sleep well at night, allowing his creative images to incubate and take root in his mind. During his morning shower, the pounding water on his body stimulated his blood flow, sending oxygen-rich blood to his brain. This created a nutrient-rich neuroenvironment for the activation and creation of spontaneous and creative mental images. Besides shutting down thinking effectiveness, fear and anxiety result in stress and tension that reduces the body's natural defense mechanisms against disease. It's interesting to note that the word disease means without ease. One without ease is tense and stressed. Tension and stress are the primary causes of heart attack and stroke. Our inability to adapt to rapid changes in our environment, our many fears and anxieties, all add to the fires of stress. Stress, tension, and anxiety can be controlled by you. Instead of being victimized by the effects of stress, unclear thinking, and disease, you can take control of your bodily actions and reactions to fear, anger, and frustration. In this program, you will learn a technique that will enable you to oxygenate parts of your body. This technique will allow you to automatically bathe your brain, nervous system, and muscles in oxygen-rich blood, enabling you to focus and concentrate the power of your holographic brain to create and store sensory-rich images of achievement. Our system of conditioned oxygenation and relaxation will give you a working definition of relaxation. You will learn how to summon this relaxation at will through a technique that uses eye shift patterns, color cues, and the application and release of tension throughout various muscle groups. You will learn a discipline for attaining a high level of relaxation. If you work at these exercises as prescribed, you will find that the ability to relax whenever and wherever you need to eventually will become an automatic reflex. Total relaxation, your ability to dissolve tension, will come to you quite literally in the blink of an eye. For a graphic demonstration of this oxygenation process, try a simple experiment. Clench your fist slowly and flex your forearm and bicep muscles, causing the muscles in your arm to contract. Gradually build the tension in your arm and hold it for a count of 10 seconds. Quickly release the tension. You should feel a warm, soothing sensation run through your arm. The feeling that flows through your arm is caused by the revitalizing effect of oxygenated blood flowing to the muscle tissue. Through the exercises outlined in this cassette, you'll be able to capture this feeling of warmth and associate it with a color and an eye movement. Then, after 1 week of conditioning, you will be able to oxygenate any muscle group in your body by activating that color and eye movement. Before we get into the step-by-step program of oxygenation conditioning, let's define what we mean by a conditioned or automatic reflex or response. Just after the turn of the century, Russian psychologist Ivan Petrovich Pavlov discovered the phenomenon of the conditioned reflex. In his famous experiments, dogs were presented with meat. Upon presentation of the food, the dogs began to salivate. Every time the food was presented, Pavlov rang a bell. Over a period of weeks, the dogs became so conditioned to this routine that eventually the mere sounding of the bell, when not accompanied by the presentation of food, was sufficient to cause them to salivate. Recent brain and physiological research shows that just about any bodily function or response can be conditioned. We can condition ourselves and our nervous systems to respond to a cue or symbol. If that cue or symbol is associated in the mind with a certain body response, then flashing that code into the mind will activate that desired body response. In our oxygenation relaxation conditioning program, we use color cues, a separate color to activate blood flow to each of the body's three major muscle zones, the lower torso, upper torso, and head. In this program, you will learn to mentally beam a color into each of these muscle groups. Then you'll learn to associate that color with the release of tension and the warm, relaxed feeling caused by oxygenated blood rushing to the muscle tissue. This may sound somewhat complicated now, but as you listen to the rest of this cassette and follow the instructions in your study book, it will all fall into place. In the study guide, you'll find two drawings of the human muscular system. Turn to the section in your study guide entitled Laser Vision, Sharpening Concentration, and Internal Vision Through Relaxation Oxygenation Conditioning. Locate the drawing of the human body. Each drawing will divide the body into three zones. Each zone has its corresponding muscle groups. Each of the zones is associated with a color as follows. Zone 1, the lower torso, consists of the right leg, left leg, and buttocks. The color we'll associate with this muscle group is red. Zone 2, the upper torso, includes the muscles of the abdomen, chest, right arm, left arm, and back. The color for association is orange. In Zone 3, we have the muscles of the forehead and scalp, eyes, cheeks, nose, lips, chin, jaw, throat, and the neck. Our conditioning color for these muscles is yellow. Before you learn the procedure for relaxation oxygenation conditioning, first complete the recommended exercise in your study guide. This will prepare you for the relaxation oxygenation conditioning session, which will be presented to you on the other side of this tape. Now that you have reviewed your study guide and have completed the recommended exercises, coloring the three body zones with their appropriate colors, and listing and labeling the three major body zones with their respective muscle groups, you are now ready to have your first experience in relaxation oxygenation conditioning. On this tape, you will learn how to automatically relax the muscles in your body with oxygen-rich blood. This relaxation will sharpen your concentration and facilitate the flow of sensory images in your mind. Together, we'll walk through the procedure step by step. The purpose of this tape is to give you a framework of how you should conduct your own personal conditioning sessions. Do not become dependent on this tape as a crutch to put yourself through the exercise. You must be in full control, not some voice on a tape giving you instructions. Use this tape only as a model of what you should be doing. Then try to memorize each of the steps so that you can become self-sufficient. Each of the steps for this procedure is also listed in the study guide. To make relaxation a conditioned response, you should complete this relaxation oxygenation exercise twice a day for 1 week. If possible, do the exercise first thing in the morning while you are still fresh and early in the evening. Avoid this exercise when you are tired or in bed, or you may find that your eye code and color cues will condition a sleep response. If you are an insomniac, then it might be helpful to do the exercise while in bed. After the first week, switch to the abbreviated intermediate exercise outlined in your study guide. However, you should continue to keep the conditioning process active by completing the full relaxation oxygenation exercise once per week. Make it a lifetime habit. You will find that the results make it worthwhile. Before we begin, let's cover 6 preliminaries and then move right into the program. First, find yourself a comfortable chair or a couch. A reclining chair is ideal. The idea is to have the chair support your body weight totally. You don't want to sense any part of the body supporting itself, because that can cause competing tension. Second, you should be dressed comfortably, perhaps in a warm-up suit or in loose-fitting clothes. The aim is to avoid any clothing that is binding or weighty. Be sure to remove your shoes, glasses, watch, rings, belt, and any other similar objects. You need to feel completely unrestricted. Third, sit or recline with your legs extended and arms at your side so that your body is totally supported by the chair or couch. Fourth, if during the tension portion of the exercise you experience a cramp, the legs are particularly susceptible, don't panic. Instead, try this sensory technique. Imagine the constricted muscle as a hard, cold ball of butter. Then imagine a warm flow of blood flooding into the muscle, melting the butter, dissolving the cramp. Fifth, if you have any kind of injury, back, shoulder, leg, etc., be sure not to tense that area beyond the threshold of pain. Pain is the body's warning to cease and desist. And finally, one last note before we begin. The exercise instructions are for a right-handed person. If you are left-handed and have found that your upper left and right eye movements are the reverse of right-handers, then reverse the upper left and upper right eye shift movements, but only those 2 movements when they are prescribed. We will not use auditory eye movements in relaxation training. Now, close your eyes and calm your body and mind for a moment. As a warm-up and sensory sharpening exercise for color recall, mentally recall the colors for the 3 color zones. Using the upper left eye shift if you are right-handed, remember for some left-handers, use the upper right. Slowly bring to mind the colors red, orange, and yellow in that order. You don't have to really see the colors, but merely sense them. When you perform your eye shift movements, it is not necessary to keep them in the eye shift position. Just slowly move both eyes to the position as a signal to the brain that you are activating that sensory channel, and then back to a normal resting position. If you put too much pressure on the eyes, you will create a slight tension headache. Now you are ready to begin associating the colors with the relaxation of the 3 body zones. This oxygenation relaxation exercise is designed to enhance that color association, to make it a conditioned reflex, and at the same time, to provide a clear distinction between the feeling of tension and the warm glow of relaxation. Let's begin with the first muscle zone, zone 1, or the lower torso. It consists of the muscles of the right leg, left leg, and buttocks. The conditioning color for oxygenation of the lower torso is red. With an upper left eye shift, key into the color red. Again, this is the conditioning color for the lower torso. Z. sense in rich, vivid detail. The picture of the muscle groups in your study guide, you colored red. With a lower right eye shift, mentally isolate the muscles of your lower torso. First the right leg, then the left leg, and finally the buttocks. Focus your attention on these muscle groups and mentally scan them. Now, slowly build up tension in the right leg, left leg, and buttocks by progressively tightening all of the muscles associated with the lower torso. You'll feel the tension build up as circulation becomes restricted and muscles become starved of oxygen. Now, slowly, count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And with an upper right eye shift, quickly release the tension. Project the color red into the muscles of the lower torso with a burst of laser-like color from an imaginary laser gun. It is important to time this mental projection of color with the point of release of tension. Now, with a lower right eye shift, shift your entire attention on the glow of relaxation that flows into the lower torso as a result of the flood of oxygenated blood into the muscles. Maintain this focus for a few moments as you capture the feeling of oxygenated muscle tissue, the sense of relaxation flooding in. Literally bask in this warm feeling of relaxation as you feel tension melt away and the oxygen-starved muscles hungrily soaking up nourishment. Now with an upper right eye shift, construct a mental picture of a red mist, vapor, or fog slowly circulating around the head. Slowly inhale a long, deep stream of this red, mist-filled, oxygen-rich air, totally filling the chest cavity to capacity. Hold this breath for a slow count of 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now with a lower right eye shift, slowly release the air back through the nostrils and sense the feeling of oxygen saturating the muscles of the lower torso, heightening the sense of relaxation flowing down through the legs and buttocks. Concentrate on and stay with this feeling for a few moments. Now let's move up to the upper torso, the muscles of the abdomen, chest, right arm, left arm, and back. the conditioning color to activate oxygenation of any muscle group of the upper torso is orange. With an upper left eye shift, sense from memory the color orange. This is the activation color for relaxation oxygenation conditioning of the upper torso. Recall in rich, vivid detail the picture of the upper torso muscle groups you colored orange in your study guide. With a lower right eye shift, mentally isolate the muscles of the upper torso, the abdomen, chest, right arm, left arm, and back muscles. Focus your attention on these muscles and mentally scan this zone, beginning with the abdominal muscles, working up through the chest, then down the right arm, up the left arm, and then through the muscles of the back, mentally sensing and feeling each muscle group. Now, slowly build up tension in the abdomen, chest, right arm, left arm, and back by progressively tightening all of the muscles associated with the upper torso. You'll feel the tension build as circulation becomes restricted and muscles become starved of oxygen. Now, slowly count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And with an upper right eye shift, quickly release the tension. Project the color orange into the muscles of the upper torso with a burst of color from your imaginary laser gun. It is important to time this mental projection of color with the point of release of tension. Now, with a lower right eye shift, shift your entire attention on the glow of relaxation that flows into the upper torso as a result of the flood of oxygenated blood into the muscles. Maintain this focus for a few moments as you capture the feeling of oxygenated muscle tissue, the sense of relaxation flooding in. Literally bask in this warm feeling of relaxation as you feel tension melt away and the oxygen-starved muscles hungrily soak up nourishment. Now, with an upper right eye shift, construct a mental picture of an orange mist, vapor, or fog slowly circulating around the head. Slowly inhale a long, deep stream of this orange, mist-filled, oxygen-rich air, simultaneously through each nostril, totally filling the chest cavity to capacity. Hold this breath for the slow count of 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. With a lower right eye shift, slowly release the air back through the nostrils and sense the feeling of oxygen saturating the muscles of the upper torso, heightening the sense of relaxation flowing through the abdomen, chest, right arm, left arm, and back muscles. Concentrate on and stay with this feeling for a few moments. Now, let's move up to the muscles of the head, the forehead, scalp, cheeks, nose, lips, jaw, throat, and the back of the neck. The conditioning color to activate oxygenation of the head muscles is yellow. With an upper left eye shift, sense the color yellow. Yellow is the activation color for relaxation oxygenation conditioning for the muscle groups in the head. Recall in rich, vivid detail the picture of the muscle groups you colored yellow in your study guide. With a lower right eye shift, mentally isolate the muscles of the head, the forehead, scalp, cheeks, nose, lips, jaw, and throat, and the muscles of the back of the neck. Focus your attention on these muscles and mentally scan this zone, beginning with the forehead scalp muscles, working through the muscles of the face to the throat and then to the back of the neck. Now, slowly build tension in the total head and neck area by progressively tightening all the muscles associated with the head zone, beginning with the forehead and scalp, then going to the cheeks, nose, lips, jaw, throat, and back of the neck. Now, slowly count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And with an upper right eye shift, quickly release the tension and simultaneously project the color yellow into the muscles of the head and neck. Now, with a lower right eye shift, focus your entire attention on the glow of relaxation that flows into the muscle groups of the head and neck area as a result of the flood of oxygenated blood into the muscles. Maintain this focus for a few moments as you capture this feeling of oxygenated muscle tissue, this sense of relaxation is flooding in. Literally bask in the warm feeling of relaxation as you feel tension melting away and the oxygen-starved muscles hungrily soaking up nourishment. Now with an upper right eye shift, construct a mental picture of a yellow mist, vapor, or fog slowly circulating around your head. Now, slowly inhale a long, deep stream of this yellow, mist-filled, oxygen-rich air simultaneously through each nostril, totally filling the chest cavity to capacity. Hold this breath for a slow count of 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. With the lower right eye shift, slowly release the air back through the nostrils and sense the feeling of oxygen saturating the muscles of the head and neck area. Heighten the sense of relaxation flowing down through the scalp, forehead, cheeks, lips, jaw, chin, throat, and neck. Concentrate on and stay with this feeling for a few moments. And now, let's conclude the oxygenation exercise. With a central focus eye shift, slowly reverse the colors working down from the yellow to orange to red and associate each color with its specific body zone. Now, slowly open your eyes and slowly shake out your arms and legs. At this point, you'll feel like you just awoke from a short nap. Gradually, you'll feel vitalized and clear-minded. The object of this exercise is to make relaxation a conditioned reflex. Over a period of 1 week, you should become totally at home with the basic exercise of tensing and releasing the tension. Then, by following the instructions in the study guide, you'll learn to pare it down to an abbreviated form. When you reach that point of full oxygenation conditioning in about 4 weeks, relaxation will come quickly by using a central position eye shift and quickly zeroing in on each of the 3 color cues. This takes only seconds. It means that the ability to relax has indeed become a conditioned reflex. It is, however, a process that cannot be hurried. It must happen naturally, and the time it takes for relaxation to become an automatic response will vary with the individual. So please, give it time. This applies to the entire discipline contained in this program, of which relaxation is a part. Allow the results to happen naturally. By forcing yourself, you only create an environment of tension and anxiety. The neuropsychology of achievement program is not a quick fix overnight success program. To enjoy the benefits of the program, you must work hard. The initial weeks of your training can be likened to the germination period of an oak tree. The acorn is planted and takes many months to germinate. If, out of impatience, we uproot the seed to check its growth, the germination process will stop. Looking at the uprooted seed, it appears the same as it was before it was planted. But within the cells of the acorn seed, wonderful things were taking place that would have allowed the seed to become a mighty oak if only given the chance to grow. So, be patient. It takes time and hard work to change old self-defeating habits and to ingrain new ones. Let it happen naturally. But instead of months and years like the acorn, your germination and growth process will begin to unfold in a matter of weeks. and the next step in that growth process will be explained on the next cassette. You will learn how to code desirable high-achievement behaviors into your holographic brain and nervous system.